Well, as promised, we have our Middle East news update. The man doing that, longtime journalist in the Middle East, David Dolan, comes to these microphones. David, let's begin with Israel's response to the Iranian nuclear talks that are going on in Vienna. Now, it seems like they have put some type of a framework in place. They're going to have meetings later in March. But I don't think the Israeli government is satisfied with what's going on there, are they?
Well, no, Jimmy, because the Iranian leadership continues to insist that this accord allows them the right to resume their nuclear program at any time if, you know, they are not satisfied with the final accord. And we have to remember that these talks are going on because right now we have an interim six-month accord. And by the end of that period, which would be about 5 months from now, because it went into effect just a few weeks ago, they're supposed to have a final deal. And Israel wants to see, as part of that final deal, that Iran does not have the option of resuming uranium enrichment within a few days like they now can do. So Iran has basically already laid out what their final position is going to be on this. And it's not only Israel that won't accept that, Jimmy. I don't think France, I don't think Germany, I don't think Britain, and I would hope the Obama administration, but I have to say I'm less convinced every week that they know what they're doing at all in the Middle East, but one would hope that they would all say, no, you have to, you know, dismantle your equipment. We have to put it under wraps. You cannot have the capability to just resume it when you want, if you're unsatisfied with some part of the deal. And the Israelis are basically saying, even if there is a good deal, in other words, one that both sides are happy with, if they still have that capability, it's no deal. And so I think we are looking at, again, a military option from Israel, at least. And, of course, President Obama and others, other Western leaders have said that that remains on the table for them as well. The Israelis feel like they've already given away way too much, as Netanyahu called it, a bad deal, that Iran is snubbing their nose at the West. And meanwhile, Jimmy, with these warships, a destroyer, and an accompanying armada of warships, now in the Atlantic Ocean, very close to the U.S. coast, and with their defense minister saying last week that America is still considered an enemy by them and it must be dealt with at some point, we don't know that they don't have some nuclear weapons on those ships that they could use. So, I mean, this is a serious situation, Jimmy. I'm speaking tonight in the Miami area, and I'm going to tell them that, to me, 2014 looks like 1914. What happened in 1914? The beginning of World War One. We see Russia stepping up its ballgame in the Middle East. We see America retreating. We see chaos everywhere. We see governments under siege, massive war in Syria, and the Americans look impotent, and it's a power vacuum that someone else may fill, and I think we have some dramatic days ahead.
We certainly do. And to add to all that you've just said, we have the president of Iran, Rouhani, making a statement in the accompaniment of some of the Palestinian leaders who have just visited Iran. He says Jerusalem should be liberated. Now, I've talked to some of our other broadcast partners with a different perspective, but how is Israel responding to that statement by Rouhani?
I've mentioned this before, Jimmy. This is a standard policy or talk throughout the Muslim world. Just in Iran, you hear it from many Muslim quarters, including Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and more moderate countries that the U.S. has been in close alliance with. You still hear it, at least from the mosques, if not the government officials always. But Rouhani is, of course, espousing what Iran has been saying for decades now, that they're going to destroy Israel. They make that very clear. That is their goal. That is their aim. They've got a nuclear program. Israelis feel they're snubbing the world with what they're doing, and this is all a recipe for Israel to act, if it has to, unilaterally. I believe Netanyahu will not let this year go by. This is just my own opinion, but it's based on things I'm hearing from sources in Israel. He's not going to let this year go by with that nuclear program continuing. We're looking at a showdown one way or the other. Rouhani's just saying what they've always said. But saying it in the presence of the Palestinians, meaning we're going to take Jerusalem, we're going to take the Holy Temple Mount area, we're going to have all that, is certainly endorsing their local war to do that, especially Hamas, Islamic Jihad. And it's basically endorsing a new Palestinian uprising, which Kerry is, I believe, stoking as well with this misguided peace process at a time where there's no chance of it succeeding.
Yeah, that's very interesting to me. He brings the leader of the Palestinian, Mahmoud Abbas, into Paris to talk with him. Kerry does not return to Jerusalem or Ramallah. And it looks like he's hit a snag with the Palestinians. They are pushing back on the United States' effort to bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I cannot understand why America has set this as a priority with everything else going on in the Middle East.
Jimmy, it almost looks like John Kerry himself has set this as a priority, and President Obama, not being overly familiar with world affairs, he's president, but, you know, he doesn't have any background in these things. I was just letting him do his deal. But I've said all along, not only the Israelis, but the Palestinian Authority as well, say this is not the time for these talks. You know, they have to deal with Hamas first and see who's on first. You know, who's going to control the Palestinians? There's a power struggle that goes on behind the scenes all the time, and Hamas rules. This is a fact. They rule over 1 million Palestinians, and the PA rules nearly 2 million. But they have two different rival governments that hate each other. This isn't the time for them to have a final peace deal. And Israel, as I've said so many times, they're just with Iran. They're looking at Syria. They're wondering what Hezbollah is up to. They're getting rockets. These are much higher priorities for Israel than a peace deal. It's not going to happen now, and why Kerry's pushing it is really a mystery too. Pretty much everybody over there.
You know, it's also interesting to see what Prime Minister Netanyahu has to say as it relates to the peace process. One of the things he's made definite in a statement he made within the last 24 hours is that he will not stop construction in the area of the Jewish settlements, Judea and Samaria, for the purpose of this peace process being successful. That's a pretty definite statement, isn't it?
And you know, Jimmy, the way I read that, I thought he was saying to the Obama administration, look, I'm going to stay in power this time. You're not going to push me out like you did in 1999. Well, Bill Clinton did. It wasn't this administration, but a previous one. And you'll recall when Clinton forced Netanyahu to continue a pullout from Hebron of Israeli forces, even after terrorist attacks there took a lot of Jewish lives and a baby was shot dead in her father's arms and all this. And he still said, do it, and Netanyahu did it, and his government fell apart. Well, he's basically, I think, saying this time, no way. I'm going to keep my coalition. My coalition does not support dividing Jerusalem. It's not going to be Iran's capital or, you know, Hezbollah's capital or any Islamic capital. It's going to be our capital. We're going to defend it, and he's not going to lose his government, is what I think he's saying, over this peace process push. And they're going to keep building and keep living and defending themselves. You know, they're very disappointed to see this sort of thing because the alliance with America is very important. I don't want to understate that. It's very important to Israel that they are not doing anything, I believe, to really snub America. They feel that this whole thing is, you know, misguided and likely to explode. And Netanyahu's saying, nope, this time I'm going to this distance and that's it, and no further. So, you know, take it or leave it, America, this is where I stand. I think that's what he's saying.
Very interesting insight from David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East for us, as we try to keep you up to date as to what's happening in that very strategic region of our world. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy. God bless.